it's time for Talks About Tech Weekly. I'm your host, Michael McAndrew.
And I'm Kevin McAndrew.
It's Christmas Day. It's episode 17 of Talks About Tech Weekly. We were out for a few weeks. Very busy time to Christmas. So it's Christmas Day. And I got an iPad 2. It's really, really good. I got a smart cover with it as well. I got the white version, 16 gigabyte Wi-Fi only. It was a big, big surprise to find an iPad sitting in the sitting room for me when I woke up this morning. Very, very nice surprise. Kev, what did you get?
I got
you got tons of stuff.
I got a HP printer.
Oh yeah,
and it's like a scanner and a photocopier.
That was
and
nice.
I got, what else did I get? I got microphones. I got kind of a big, you know, the ones that you hold.
Yeah, like
a vocal kind of one.
Are they wireless or are they wired?
They're wireless.
Wireless ones.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got one. The big one is wireless. Only wireless, and the bit at the end, so it's really long. But I got one of them. And I got like a small mini kind of mixer. So you can plug in different things in the back and it's really cool. And then also wireless as well. I have a little microphone that also came with it that clips on here on your jumper.
A lapel microphone.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah, so I have that as well that plugs into a little kind of box, as you could say, and that's wireless as well. That connects to the kind of mixer, and you can clip that on. Or you can just plug it straight into the computer, because it's quarter inch, isn't it?
It's 3.5 millimeter.
Sorry, 3.5, yeah.
So all you audio gurus would know what that means.
Yeah. Then, what else? There's also a headset. So it has
a microphone on the headset.
And like
it's basically a lapel microphone, but it's right up on your mouth.
Yeah. Then
what else?
Skyrim.
Oh my god, the game of the year, Skyrim.
It's incredible.
We have it on both our machines and it is such a good game. Unfortunately it doesn't run too well on my machine. It's playable. But doesn't run as well as on Kevin's new machine.
Mm. It's like it's almost real. Yeah. And the frames per second I'm getting.
It's so fun fighting people and stuff.
Yeah. Well, at the start, I didn't know what to do. And now, after like an hour or two of playing it, now I've learned how to get my sword, just jab it into people. So, and then just instantly kills them and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm already on level 4.
That's pretty good.
I have like 2,500 or 3,000 gold. You know, I have a load of stuff. Because I've already gone into loads of kind of caves and stuff.
Yeah.
But that is incredible. I got a map with it. And it is huge. It's huge.
Oh yeah, it's like a physical map. Yeah. Yeah.
And cool. Will I go get that or?
Don't bother.
Okay.
It won't be able to fit in the camera.
Yeah.
So it is a Christmas special.
Yes.
It's Christmas Day. So we're after our dinner, so things are beginning to wind down.
Very full.
Yes.
A big, big turkey. Because our mum is a really good cook.
Yes. So it is a Christmas special, and it is going to be the last Talks About Tech Weekly of the year. Okay? So, we have to end it. So we're going to take a few weeks off
for the new year.
Until the new year, and then after the new year, we'll start up Talks About Tech Weekly again. So we're going to do all our top fives. First, since I got the iPad 2 and Kevin has an iPad, we decided to do the top five iPhone or iPad apps. So I picked kind of general enough ones that are kind of fun and that most people would want to get. My number five is Fruit Ninja. It's a really, really fun game. Where you slice fruit. You unlock different blades, different backgrounds and stuff like that. There's loads of stuff to unlock now on Fruit Ninja. It costs €2.39 for the HD version, which is the iPad version. I think the iPhone version is a bit cheaper. But this has multiplayer, so you can play against your friends, because it's got such a big screen. Mm-hmm. You can easily do multiplayer on it. You can use Game Center, and what's the other one called? I can't remember.
What's it called?
It gives you a choice of basically... So you can show how far along you are in the game, what your highest score was, all that kind of stuff, which is very nice. And you basically just slice fruit.
Yeah, and it's by nice. Half Brick Studios as well.
Yep.
So
they're Yeah, I love that music.
Yeah.
So it's probably one of the most downloaded games. Some people are going to kill me for that, but it is a very, very popular game. For the iPad for some time, and you know, games are great. They keep you entertained. If it's a long airplane trip,
yes.
If you're waiting for a couple of hours to get into
an
appointment or something, or yeah, car trips, anything. It's a really, really good entertainment. So that's my number five.
By the way, the other one. Apart from Game Center, is OpenFaint.
OpenFaint, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
Good man. Now, my number four is Dropbox.
Yes.
Dropbox is completely free. Not completely free. It's free, and you get 2 gigabytes of storage free. And then for every person you get signed up, basically, to Dropbox, you get an extra 250 megabytes of storage. Added on, and 2 gigs is a lot of space.
Yeah, depending on what you're putting up in Dropbox. Yeah.
Videos, you know, you probably wouldn't be putting videos that big because you only have 2 gigs. But for photos, for Word documents, for anything,
especially Word documents.
Yeah, it's more than enough space. The iPad app is fantastic. It works really, really well. And it allows you to sync between all your computers and devices. So I think that's really essential for anyone who has multiple devices that they want to keep all their content up to date with. Similar to iCloud, except it's completely cross-platform. So it's Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, iOS, everything, not just Apple devices. So Dropbox is kind of an essential if you have more than one device cross-platform. Twitter is my number three. Now, this is obviously is only for people who have Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
But most people use Twitter these days. I don't use it too often, but I really like the layout of the Twitter app on the iPad. It seems... It's got these kind of layers that move across, and menus for seeing all your tweets. It's very well organized. They haven't updated the Twitter app for the new Twitter interface yet. It'll be interesting to see what they do. They're saying they're working on a new Twitter app for the iPad, but for the moment it's still the old Twitter app. And it's really, really good. It's probably my favorite Twitter client. TweetDeck is very good as well. There's a few other ones as well, but I really like the official Twitter client as well.
The reason why it's so good is because it's really well organized. Because instead of having loads of menus and things just hovering around,
yeah, gets right into your tweets.
So yeah. If you click something, you see what you want to see. And then if you want to see something else, then it just comes out. So everything's hidden, but if you just press something, it just goes straight into it. So yep. That's a very good app.
Yep. So my next one is Penultimate. I just downloaded it today. So it's basically like a note-taking app. You can make illustrations, things like that, and you create different notebooks, and you can write in the notebooks and things like that. It's 79 cents. Twitter is free. Sorry, Twitter and Dropbox are both free. Fruit Ninja, $2.39, as I said. Penultimate, 79 cents. I think it's well worth the money. 79 cents is not a lot of money to pay, and you can write as many notes as you want. It's really, really good. Kevin actually introduced it to me. So I think that's on your list as well, Kevin.
Yes, it is, yeah.
All right. My number one has to be Flipboard. The reason why is because, you know, it does a pretty simple thing. It's an RSS reader. It allows you to take an RSS feed and view it through the Flipboard interface. But what's really good about Flipboard is the interface itself. It looks like a book. It looks like you're reading a magazine or a book.
Yeah.
You can flick through the pages, and it scrapes the content and puts them in a very, very nice form with lots of illustrations. And I really like the way they've done that, I should say. It's free as well. I mean, you can't go wrong with it. There are other RSS readers. This is like a casual RSS reader. If you really want to get through stuff really, really fast for stories and things like that, maybe another RSS reader is a better idea. But if you're browsing every morning, you get up and you browse through the latest stories, news stories, technology stories, whatever, Flipboard is really, really good. And the interface is fantastic on it. It's one of the best I've seen. So that's why I picked it as my number one. Now, I just want to point out, it was very hard to pick the order in which these go in. So, really, Fruit Ninja could be the best.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying that Flipboard is number one, but really, they're all very, very, very close. And it's my personal opinion. So, Dropbox is just as good as Flipboard in its own. It's a completely different purpose. You couldn't say that Twitter is worse than Flipboard. It's just it's different. It's social networking. Flipboard is RSS. So it was very, very hard to pick those numbers, and really they don't really mean that much. It's just five of my favorite iPad apps. So Kevin, what are your top five iPad apps?
Well, my top five iPad apps is yours. They're kind of hard to pick, so the numbers aren't necessarily correct.
Yeah, it was very, very close.
Yeah.
And, you know,
there's even others, but I just tried to...
They're all different.
Yeah.
You know.
Might as well
get into it.
My number five top iPad app is Tiny Tower. Now, it's very good.
We talked about that before.
Yes, we've already talked about it. But it's very good. It's free, but some aspects are paid.
Oh, yeah,
you don't have to pay to play it. But if you want to do things quickly, then you can. You can pay different things for different things. So basically what it is you're running a tower and you buy different stories, and then you open up a shop or something in that story. You can open up apartments.
Yeah, I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah,
and I have it on my Android phone.
Yeah, and it's really good.
Yeah,
so
it's excellent.
Yeah, I love Tiny Tower. I play it probably every day for about maybe.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I play it every... Well, I just go and check like how my tower is doing and stuff.
See, I check up about twice a week, maybe, because I don't have that much time. And when I come back, I have about 2,000 coins and stuff like that waiting for me. So anyway, Kevin, go on with the
number four. Now, this app is incredible. It's probably one of my... It should actually be up there, but I just...
It was very hard to choose.
But... It's $7.99, so 7 euro 99 cents. And it's Pages.
Oh, so yeah. Pages is very, very
Pages
good.
Is an app by Apple. And Apple make Keynote, and Keynote's very good. And also, what's the other one again? Numbers. So
Numbers, yeah.
The three iWork apps, Pages, Keynote and Numbers, they're really good, but I picked Pages because I use it the most. Now, what I love about it is there's so many fonts, sizes, bullet points, you know, different things. You're able to add in the pictures, then put in border, and then what you can do is you pinch,
it's
make it smaller.
It's the
bigger.
Interface is just so good.
Yeah. And I'd say a child could pick it up and use it, just like really any of Apple's products.
The iPad.
Yeah. Because it's actually really simple. You just press and then type. So
it really is very good.
That's my number four. Number three is Penultimate. Michael already told us about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Number two is the Weather Channel. That's free. Now I say mostly are saying the majority of you are saying,
what's the Weather Channel?
What's the Weather Channel? Now, I'd say a few of you know it, but I was looking for a weather app because obviously the iPad doesn't have a weather app, which is kind of annoying. So I was looking through them, and Apple don't have a weather app.
Yeah, they don't.
So I was looking through, and I found this one, and it was free. So I clicked on it, and I downloaded it. And then I was looking through. You can, like, select where you are. Then what it does is it gives you the exact, for that exact location. Now, I'm not going to say where we're from or anything. So, but let's say
we're
from Dublin, okay?
Which we're not.
No, we're not. I'll give you that. I don't know. But let's say you were from Dublin, and if you were from some street or something, and you type it in, and it finds it on Google Maps. Or I think it's Google Maps, and then
yeah, I have the Weather Channel on Android as well. There's an Android and iPhone.
Yeah, so
and for the Nintendo Wii as well.
Oh yeah, and then what it does is it gives you the exact temperature for that area, because usually it on the news or something it would give you for Dublin, but not your exact area.
Yeah.
Then you can select for rain, radar, snow, temperature, all these different things, and then you can look at the map and it shows it, and you can look or go all around the world and stuff. So I love that as well. That's really good. And my favorite is Flipboard, like Michael. Flipboard is an amazing app again, and it's free as well. So I use it a lot because I like reading stories and stuff.
Yeah.
So I go up and I mostly look at the technology, but I might go on science or even just news, you know, general news. So do you want to go on to your next top five?
Yes. All right. Since it's coming to the end of the year, we're going to go with the top five. Well, we'll call this favorite apps. So, our favorite games of 2011.
Yes.
Fifth favorite game is Portal 2. I actually didn't buy the game, but I've seen lots and lots of videos of it. Lots and lots of videos. And I've seen all the reviews and everything, and it looks really, really good. It's a very complex, you know, lots of puzzles. You've got to have the brain for it. It's just the gameplay is really good. Valve did a very good job in it. Credit to them. I mean, they did great job, Valve.
Yeah.
On putting together such. I mean, when you think about the storyline of it, how did they come up with that? I mean, it's just such a good storyline. Mm. So basically, Portal 2 is my number five. My number four, anyway, is Minecraft 1.0.0, which came out just in time for Christmas. Minecraft has been out for years and years and years, but it's just come out of beta now.
Well, actually, a few years.
Yeah, a few years. It's been out for a few years. And it's just come out of beta. They've done a great job trying to take out all the bugs. Not that there was many bugs or anything, but trying to, you know, get it running very, very smoothly. And they did a great job. They brought in some new features in, polished it off, and they did a really good job. Minecraft is one of the biggest games. I mean, so many people play Minecraft. And it's a growing community.
Well, it's not like a really, really big game or anything. But it's not like Call of Duty size.
Well, it is.
But it's pretty big.
They had their own gaming convention. I mean, MineCon. That's how big it is.
MineCon is incredible.
I mean,
if you don't know what it is,
everybody in my school knows about it.
Yeah.
There you go. Like, you know, everybody knows about Minecraft. Anyway, number three is Battlefield 3. It's probably my favorite first-person shooter. It's not as big as Modern Warfare 3, you know, because the original Modern Warfare got Activision a very, very big reputation, a very good reputation. So people tend to go for the Activision games. Battlefield 3, they did an excellent job. They did, you know, they've made some really nice improvements. The graphics is amazing. The guns are great. The game modes are fantastic. Maps is great. The maps are great. Career mode is fantastic. You know, I mean, it's just such a good first-person shooter. Number two, obviously, is Modern Warfare 3. You know, Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare 3. Modern Warfare 3 is a completely different style of first-person shooter. It's a completely different way of looking at first-person shooters. Yeah. The multiplayer is completely different. The career mode is similar. It's quite similar. But the multiplayer is just
such
completely
a different experience.
Yeah. And, you know, some people prefer Modern Warfare 3, some people prefer Battlefield 3. Personally, I can't decide. I play both, you know?
Yeah.
My number one, Skyrim. I've been playing it for a day. It's so addicting. I mean, you know, when I saw Skyrim first, I'm not normally into medieval kind of World of Warcraft style games. But this is just, it's so fun. So much fun. It's just, everything is fantastic about it. Again, as I said, Minecraft could be as good or better than Skyrim. The numbers don't really have that much correspondence with the actual games. They're just some of our favorite games. Kevin, what are your five favorite games of 2011?
My top five are, well, number five,
yes,
is Terraria. Now, I haven't played Terraria. I've seen people play it. I've seen videos of it, and it's kind of like Minecraft, but there's more crafting. It's kind of, you know, adventure and building.
Okay.
But it's 2D. It's a good bit different now. It's not like everyone's like, oh yeah. When I talk about Terraria, and I don't mean that it's a copy, because it isn't. It's a whole different feel, really. But it's kind of the same kind of game, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So Terraria is really good game. Now it's just incredible game. I don't know. It's just something about it, you know. The graphics, it's kind of like Minecraft graphics, I guess. So Terraria is really good.
Yep.
Next is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Now, Michael had this at second, and I have this at fourth. And the reason why is, I don't I prefer Battlefield 3 to Modern Warfare 3, like, in my opinion, because, you know, when you go around, there's, you know, there's lots of different...
It's just personal opinion.
Yeah.
But being honest with you, I think I can't decide. I mean, they're completely different.
Yeah.
For me.
Number three is Minecraft. It's Minecraft. I love Minecraft. It's so much fun. It's probably one of my favorite games. Now, the top three were very hard to choose from.
Yeah.
So... just don't judge on the numbers, and just they're not in order or anything. So Minecraft is incredible, the 1.0.1 or 0.0, and then I've been doing a lot of Minecraft lately.
Same here.
And we
do a show on Minecraft.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been downloading mods because I didn't know how to do it, like download any mods. I was really
until
bad.
Recently. Until you got this new computer.
Yes. And
I have to do everything.
Yes. And with the mods it's really good, but vanilla Minecraft, just like basic,
is fun.
It's so much fun. It's just incredible. So
surviving.
Yeah.
Collecting all the resources.
Second is Battlefield 3.
Okay.
Again, graphics amazing. Now the maps are huge.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Skyrim, but not as big of a scale. But it's
obviously, yeah, Skyrim is just like massive.
But it's absolutely huge.
Immensely fun.
Yeah, it's just so much fun as well. Like the game or the guns in
it. The fighting is really good.
Yeah,
there's no guns. Yeah, oh, sorry. Guns. I was thinking of Skyrim.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, the guns are good.
Yeah, the guns in Battlefield. Yeah.
Spotting, that was a big problem, apparently. I didn't think it was. You could spot players, and then it showed you where they were for like a minute or something,
yeah,
and
really
then it
good.
Disappeared. But what people were... Yeah, if the person dies. But what people were kind of annoyed about is that people would just go, and they... just keep pressing the button all along the horizon, all over the screen, and then eventually they find someone.
Yeah, I do that.
So, yeah, I do as well. Because it's actually kind of good.
Yeah,
they've kept that. But what they've done is, if you can't see the person, then the little triangle goes away.
Yeah.
But if you can see the person...
inside, yeah.
It's there.
They've improved it really, really... immensely improved it there.
Snipers staying in the grass...
Yeah,
you can see the glare off the scope, which I don't know.
I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's really good. So if they're just in the grass and if you can't see them, you can just see the glare.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Some of the stuff, I mean.
Yeah,
be just what?
Yeah. And my number one, Skyrim. Even though I've had it, I've only had it for a day, like Michael, because we only got it today.
So
much fun.
The detail is just so good.
Not just that. There's so much
fighting.
Hours of playing. So many things to collect.
Yeah.
Like I can barely
go around stealing horses all day.
Yeah.
If you want to, like me.
At the moment, Michael's
being... Of course, I got caught. And then
Michael's
the guy was like...
chased down.
You darn thief! Come back with my horse!
Yeah, and then... now he can't fast travel. He can't travel places really quickly and stuff because he's being pursued by the guards. So, you're going to have to either kill them... or you're going to pay off your bounty.
If I kill... I don't know. But they can't... They surely can't be gone after me. I mean... I don't know how it works.
Yeah. And there's so many kind of dungeons and stuff.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's good.
Okay, so do you want to go on to your next top five?
Alrighty. My next... Well, this is going to be... This is kind of a decision of both of us. The top five tech stories. Now, these are in no order. These are just randomly picked. Because there's no way you can't have a number one tech story of 2011. I'm just gonna say iPhone 4S first of all. These are in no order. These are just randomly picked. iPhone 4S was a massive, massive, massive announcement. obviously any new iPhone or iPad announcement is big. Obviously the iPad 2 is obviously going to be in the top 5 tech stories of 2011 as well. iPhone 4S was not the most major iPhone release, but it was, I mean, introducing dual core, that's pretty big. 8 megapixel camera, just open the camera. Siri is very, very big. Now in Ireland, location services unfortunately don't work. But in America they do, and they've gotten Siri. You know, Siri's still in beta. So there's time for that yet. The next one I'm going to pick, Ice Cream Sandwich. Ice Cream Sandwich, they brought out...
It's delicious.
Yeah. I'll just bring in the Galaxy Nexus along with that. Galaxy Nexus, massive 4.6-inch display. I talked about this on previous talks about tech. It's really, really... They've brought out the dual-core processors, 8 megapixel camera, face unlock, which is really, really big, a brand new interface, very, very sleek looking, lots of new features. So I think that was another very, very big tech story of 2011. iPad 2, obviously very, very big, the sequel to the basically the device that revolutionized the tablet industry, kind of redesigned the tablet, we'll say. It's just, I love it. It's really, really good. Very, very nice, sleek device.
Can I have it?
No, you can't.
I'll give you my iPad.
No. I mean, it's 33% thinner than the original iPad.
It's thinner than the iPhone 4 and 4S.
It's got cameras, you can dual core processor quicker, architecture.
Nicer. Incredible.
It's just, and we thought, how can Apple improve on this amazing on the iPad being so amazing? We thought it was really, really thin. You know, how can you improve it? Maybe the screen, but the screen is still really, really good on this. And they came out and they delivered and they gave us this product that is 33% thinner, has cameras, you can get it in black or white, smart covers.
Apple just comes along, says
when you close it, automatically locks. If you want to just take a peek, it'll come out of standby, it'll detect when you take the cover off. It's just so smart.
So basically, what Apple does is they come along, they say, how can we improve this? Well, what we could do is we could make it thinner than the iPhone 4. What we could do is we could make a smart cover. Now, we don't want, because it's so light and so thin, we don't want to cover the whole thing. So what we're going to do is cover the screen.
Yeah,
so
when because you take it the off, back is aluminium. The back is aluminium. Yep. Why would you want to protect an aluminium back, which is really, really strong?
Yep.
It's the glass front of the iPad that can get cracked and damaged.
Then the smart cover cleans the screen.
Yes, it's got microfiber material in the inside, so every time you put on the cover, it cleans it.
Then, great. Dual core processor.
Yep.
Faster processor.
It's fantastic.
What about, does it have better RAM, does it? More RAM?
Yeah, it's upgraded to 512 megs from 256 megabytes of RAM.
Yeah, so that's almost double.
On the original, yep. I mean, they've just made so many improvements.
Or it is double, sorry.
I have iOS 5 on this now. I'm loving it.
Let's put in gestures. That's what they say.
It's so cool.
It's so easy.
You just flick.
I even have gestures up your multitasking. On my iPad 1.
Can flick through your apps. So cool. Mm-hmm. All right. The final one is Windows 8, the developer preview. It's fairly big because Windows is massive. I mean, it's on a lot. And I mean a lot of computers.
It's on mine.
It's on yours. It comes on nearly every computer except Macs. You can get it on your Mac. You can dual boot it with your Mac. You can, I mean, it's really, 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 really big operating system. And, you know, coming out, any announcement of Microsoft coming out with a new Windows operating system is a big story. Yes. Windows 8, the reason why I picked it as such a big story is because they changed it around so much. You can use it as normal Windows 7, but then they've got this whole kind of Metro system, what they call Metro system, which it looks like Windows Phone 7.
Well, they haven't really changed. Like, you can do Windows 7, but then you can go into Metro. And then it just changes completely.
They've got loads of tablet stuff built right in. And I think it was another very big tech story of 2011. All these top fives are me and Kevin's personal top fives. These are our own personal opinions. We don't mean any disrespect to any other people. We're probably wrong.
Yeah.
These are just our opinions.
Skyrim is rubbish. We're wrong.
Yeah, we're completely wrong. Most of these were not in order. It was very, very difficult to make these decisions. The top five tech stories, they're not in any order. They were just completely random.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll have to leave it there. Have we got any Christmas hats? No? Oh, there's one over there. Put it on there, Kev. Okay. So, Merry Christmas from, have a Merry Christmas from all the team here at Talks About Tech, me and Kevin.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you very much for watching or listening. Until next time, goodbye.